I'd like to share with the Beis Yaakov of Denver alumni of over six decades of our illustrious history a thought that is relevant to Pesach and to the current war with Iran. So let me start with the well-known Ramban and Parshas Bo, that he establishes the key purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim was to revamp Emuna in this world. In the process of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Hashem revealed that the laws of nature do not run the world. Hashem showed that at any time he can intervene and interrupt nature. He can make water into blood, dust into lice. He can make fire and ice coexist. No law of nature is stronger than the force that created nature in the first place. But the Ramban tells us that it doesn't stop there. This is just the first lesson of Yetzias Mitzrayim. We need to take this to the next conclusion, that even what we assume is just life and it's just the laws of nature, it too is all directly from Hashem. And this is the main point of Yetzias Mitzrayim and our Seder, each year to relearn this Emuna. The Ramban says, by observing the great miracles and recounting the great miracles and wonders of Yetzias Mitzrayim, of this Pesach story, of the Moedim Anisim and Nistarim, a person also comes to the realization that the hidden miracles, Shekulam Nisim, all of them are in truth, they all are miracles. Amen. Teva Menaga Shalom. It's not just nature. Nature is kind of like the miracles that we get used to. Each year, we have the opportunity at the Seder to go through some sort of a emuna therapy, to reestablish our emuna that Hashem does miracles, and even the parts of our lives that we assume are just normal and natural, and we could ascribe to nature, that those are direct from the hand of Hashem. So, Yidden who are living in Eretz Yisroel right now, and those of us who have children there, and siblings there, and friends there, and who doesn't care and follow every single action and of this war and have concern, we have an opportunity of an intense Emuna training program. My wife's grandmother told us that in Yerushalayim of old in 1948, she said that the Yidden of that time knew with clarity that Yeder Bombo had an address. Every bomb had an address. There was nothing random where the bombs hit and where they didn't hit. Today in Eretz Yisrael, even everybody is going through these realizations. In order to function, to be sane, everybody needs to either be checked out, or if they're thinking, they come to realization that Hashem is running all the bombs, where they're falling, the shrapnel, what is being intercepted. Hashem is directing all of this. Sure, of course, we need to do our efforts, our best efforts, our best ishtadlus, but at the same time, anybody who's not looking to blind themselves must realize that this is the Yad Hashem. It's not koich v'yotzim yadi, it's not from our own efforts, it is all from Hashem. This is an opportunity of growth in our emunah that is, if we think about it, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. The Rebbeinu Shlom is showing us, you know, with the unfortunate loss of life and limb and property that has happened. Hashem should protect all of Klal Yisrael everywhere. But there is an undeniable amount of ballistic missiles and drones and shrapnel that are missing the Derech Nes, but missing their target. They're intended to kill, to maim, and there is an untold amount that is that is being missed, that is directed elsewhere, to a shatach panoy, an open place, and in a field, and in a median, in a street, in an empty building. It's an opportunity that goes in sync with the immunotherapy of the Seder, is the immunotherapy of this Iran war. And if you are only have this amount of time to listen Erev Yontif, I'd like to wish you a wonderful Yontif, Chakosh V'Sameach, and a growthful opportunity, taking the opportunity to grow in Emuna, and you and your family should be filled with bracha. But if you do have a few more minutes, I'd like to share with you another angle where Hashem gives us an opportunity, not once in a lifetime opportunity, but every single day, the Rebbeinu Shlom gives us an opportunity for a different type of Emuna growth, a different Emuna therapy. I'd like to open up the sugya of Emuna that comes along through the proper balance of Ishtadlus and Bitochen. And I'd like to do that through the Mesillas Yesharim. In truth, there's what we do is extremely strange. At the very moment that we are doing our Ishtadlus, we have Bitochen that it's all from the Rebbeinu Shleilam. We'll give our best Ishtadlus forward in every area, in Shaduchim, in Parnasa, in medical, in, you know, sending up interceptors to defend ourselves, sending bombs over to Iran. Any area that a person is struggling in his personal, communal life, we do the utmost Ishtadlus. But at the very moment that we're doing it, we are full of Bitochen that it's, if the Rebbeinu Shlom wants it to work, it'll work. If it doesn't, it doesn't. This is very strange. You know, it's actually a mind-bending exercise that we are all charged with to do every single day of our lives. Ishtadlus and Bitochen at the same time. You know, there's a simpler way, a wrong way, but a simpler way. There's a group of people misguided people, they're called Christian Scientists, that they, if they're sick, they don't go to the doctor. They believe in faith. So if it's faith that's going to, you know, heal me, if God is going to heal me, by the way, they have a wrong perception of God, but if it's God that's going to heal me, why bother doing my own efforts? And we say that they're a bunch of mishuganists. They're crazy. Well, logically, they're not mishuganists. They're right. If it, ultimately it's God, so why bother with the ishtadlus? Why bother with my efforts? So logically, they're right. They're not Meshuggah. We sound like them. We're the Meshuggah ones. At the same time we're doing our efforts, we are believing in Hashem. But I'd like to share with you an understanding of the Mesillas Yesharim that can peel back a layer that I think will give us an insight to understanding why we're doing this and what we're gaining by doing this. Mesillas Yesharim in Perek Chaf Aleph asks the following questions. Why does a person have to work? He's talking about our monetary challenges. Why bother working? We know that all our panasa is decreed in Rosh Hashanah. Kol mazanoisav shaladim ketzuvim Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah. Right? Also, ein adam nageya mucham l'chaveira, filuk malanima. All money is destined to, will reach the destination that it is destined to be. So why bother going to work? So he gives an answer. He says, a person could sit at home, would have been able to sit in a home by Gezerah Yisim Iskayamas, and then there will be his money will come to him. The thing is that something happened. There's a fine, a tax, a tariff on all of humanity from the time of the sin of Adam and Chava, that says, with the sweat of your brow, you'll eat bread. A person must put in some effort in order to get livelihood. It's a decree from above. It's like a fine. All of humanity must pay this fine. No escape from this tax. why this tax? So, okay, they did a sin, and then they get a punishment for the sin. Why is this punishment for the sin? And is it a punishment? If it's a, is that a punishment, or is it, or if it is a punishment, why this punishment? So I think an understanding to this is very relevant to our conversation about immunotherapy. This is not a patch. This isn't an einish. This is a gift. It's a gift of therapy. Let me explain. It's a gift of immunotherapy. What lies at the root of the sin of Adam? So they, Hashem told them, "Mikola eitz agana to echal tachal. You can eat from any of the trees. Don't eat from the eitz adas." And they didn't listen to it. So what they do? They ate something that they shouldn't have. So kind of like they macholas asuris. They ate something prohibited. Truthfully, it is much deeper than that. And this is there's a root of that sin, and that's the root of every sin, and lies at the root of all of our problems is the remainder of the root of that sin. What's at the root of that sin? The Rabbanu Shlomo is boss, and he tells you can eat all the fruit from all the trees in the Gan, except do not eat from this tree. So Adam and Chava, when they transgressed that, what they did was they're saying that, yes, I know, Hashem, you're the boss, you just made me, but I'm also a little bit a boss. I'm in charge also. You're in charge of everything, but in this little action, I'm also a boss. I also want to be a boss. I'm also a boss. This begida, this rebellion, at the core of the sin of Adam and Chava lies this begida, this rebellion. And this stays with humanity and must be corrected for us to be misaken the sin of Adam and Chava. And this is put upon all of humanity throughout all our ages. We subconsciously think that we're also in charge. We're lacking an amunah deep inside of us when we do a sin, that Hashem is in charge of everything. So Hashem has a therapy for all of mankind. And it's slowly but surely working a little bit here and a little bit there over all the millennia. He wants us to realize that even when we are doing some effort and acting as if we are in charge, we are fully cognizant that He is in charge. At the very moment that we feel that we are doing something, we're doing the action with full understanding that it's the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's no greater tikkun to that crack in our amunah. The crack in the amunah was that we're in charge, a little bit. To go through a constant practice of, no, Hashem's in charge. But it's not good enough to say, like the Christian Science, oh, God's in charge. No. Actually, as we are doing, bedavka, as we are doing our efforts, and doing our actions as if we are in charge, we have full amunah. At that very moment, we're coming to a clarity and exercising our clarity that Ribbono Shel Olam is in charge. And that is being misaken, that emunah is being misaken, the crack in emunah which is inside of all of us from the original sin of Adam and Chava way at the beginning. Ribbono Shel Olam gives us an opportunity daily for this type of emunah therapy. And annually, at the Pesach Seder, when we recount the Nisim of Mitzrayim, and we come to, like the Ramban tells us, and say it's not only the great Nisim, but it's even the laws of nature, even the regular life we live is all directed by Hashem. That's annual Emunah therapy. And then we have a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity of Emunah therapy that we are going through right now that we must fully grasp, fully exercise, fully cultivate, and fully hold on to. In the name of all of us at Beis Yaakov, we wish you and your family a safe, healthy, growthful Chag Kosher V'Sameach, full of Amunah growth. Have a wonderful Yontif.